It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.
Welcome to another episode of Two Middle-Aged Dudes and a Microphone. I'm Craig.
And I'm Aaron.
And we're coming to you live from the Lee Berry Studios once again in the beautiful location just outside of Nashville.
And a chilly day so far.
Very chilly outside. It's very nice. But you know what?
What?
It's a good day for a poop story.
There's no such thing as a bad day for a poop story.
And we don't, again, we've said this a million times before, but we do not make this, this is news that we found.
Yeah. And I'd like to say that we searched the internet, and Craig did a great job this week, by the way. I was out of town and Craig took over the production and found some stack of stories that's going to be interesting. But what we do is we find interesting headlines and we print them out and we don't read them until we get in front of these microphones.
So from this moment forward, you're going to hear it almost at the same time we hear it.
Correct.
Because this is recorded.
Yeah.
So you're not really going to hear it when we hear it. So.
Depends on when you're listening.
So forget everything Aaron said. It doesn't really apply now.
And well, we haven't read the stories. We've just read the headlines.
But you know what's more important?
What?
That you cue that beautiful poo music.
Oh, yeah, this. That's my favorite theme song.
Yeah. The kids love it.
A lot of fun.
Hey, you know what?
What happened?
You know what's worse than throwing a bag of dog poop?
What?
An exploding bag of dog
poop. How does that even happen?
I think that's exaggerated.
What did she put?
Maybe like on impact it exploded.
Maybe it had an M80 inside it. Maybe the dog ate the fireworks.
Or maybe just the sheer force when it hit, it exploded.
Okay.
Not with fire, but it...
Maybe.
Either way...
Let's find out.
A woman angry at a speeding motorist threw a bag of her dog's poop through a vehicle's open window.
Oh, gross. Oh, now I see.
Yes. So, Karen Karames, 59... of Timber Lane Drive was charged with throwing objects at a motor vehicle after the August 6th incident on Peck Lane, according to a post Monday on the Orange Police. I said orange, and I get made fun of for saying orange.
You get made fun for a lot of things,
actually. I do. Yeah. So it's Orange.
Yeah.
Police Department's Facebook page. Officers learned that Ms. Karames was walking her dog alongside Peck Lane when she observed a vehicle being driven above the posted speed limit.
How did she know? Does she have radar in her glasses?
I'm not.
I mean.
It's not for me to say.
Okay. Because it couldn't have been going that fast if she nailed it through the window.
She felt as though they were going faster than they should be.
So she took it upon herself.
I guess so. She
took the law.
Well, you know what she did?
What?
She gestured. It says so right there.
I can imagine that.
She gestured for the driver to slow down.
Okay.
There's your answer.
All right, slow down.
And as let's take this down a notch. Ready?
Yeah, slow it down.
A little drama. And as he passed her, she threw a bag of dog feces at the truck.
Gross.
Which went through an open window and exploded inside the interior.
Good job on your sewers, by the way.
Stop saying that word on the air. Karames was issued an infraction ticket, and the driver was warned about speeding in the area, police said. Infraction?
Yeah.
Wasn't that some kind of a...
Poop fraction.
Vandalism, assault, battery, something? I mean, you threw poop in a guy's car. And it is already, by the definition of this story, it is an exploding version of the feces.
You know, this story doesn't mention, but in my mind, it was a Great Dane she was walking who had had a...
I was a St. Bernard.
You were.
I'm hoping it was a St. Bernard. What'd you think I said?
You said you were a St. Bernard.
I was a St. Bernard.
In a past life?
Why don't you move on to the next story?
Next story. Headline is, woman vacuuming gasoline...
Did I ever mention I love how you say that?
What?
Headline is. I love that.
That's my thing.
That is your thing. That is the everything. In fact, we're going to get you t-shirts that say, headline is.
Okay.
We're not really going to unless you're buying them.
I'm not. Headline is.
Headline is.
Woman vacuuming gasoline sparks explosion at Titusville car wash.
I never would have even thought of vacuuming Vaseline. Well. I think I'm reading a different story.
Yeah, apparently.
Let's try that again.
Why?
No, I mean, start over.
But why?
You can keep it. I just want to...
A headline is, woman vacuuming gasoline sparks explosion at Titusville car wash.
I never would have thought about vacuuming up gasoline.
Why would she have to?
Well, read the story.
What are you thinking? Customer says after watching video. Now, this is from Titusville, Florida. Surveillance cameras at the shuttle car wash on Cheney Highway captures a potentially life-threatening situation. The Titusville car wash owner, Billy, okay.
Well, we call him Billy.
The Titusville car wash owner, Billy Barnwell, says that at 5 p.m. Monday, an unknown woman vacuumed gasoline from the trunk of her car, causing the vacuum to explode.
I wonder how that works. We need to get like a science guy on here.
I'd like to see this video. It's obviously out there. What were you thinking? I think even a child would know not to do that, said the car wash customer, Cecilia Quinn, as News 6 showed her the video.
Hey, you know what he said?
What?
It was a heck of an explosion.
It was a heck of an explosion. It just burned everything up, said Barnwell as he showed News 6 the destroyed vacuum.
I wonder what sparked it. I get that it can happen, but I wonder what
all kind of static.
What the process is of that.
I don't know. Science. If you saw the video, you've seen it. It scared the heck out of her. I bet it did.
Wait. He said, if you saw the video, you've seen it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I think he was referring to the fact
That's just how Billy is. But Billy is a man that'll tell you something and he'll reconfirm it to you.
Oh, Billy!
Billy, get in here!
News 6 showed
this. Billy, I've seen the video. Have I seen it? Well, did you see it? Then you've seen it.
I think he was referring to visually seeing how it scared the heck out of her.
No, he says if you saw the video, you've seen it.
Okay.
He meant it scared the heck out of her. I don't. What kind of an enigma is Billy? I just don't.
Billy owns a car wash, man.
Billy the car wash man.
Yeah. News 6 showed the same video to some other customers on Wednesday, and they reacted.
Billy not showing them?
They reacted in shock to the woman's decision to vacuum gasoline.
Okay, this really begs the question. Why was there gasoline in her trunk?
I'm hoping we get to that. You know what Tim Eckhorn laughed about?
I bet you couldn't tell me.
He said, wow, that's not good. He laughed, and then he just stands there and watches it. And she just stands there and watches it. Oh, geez, Louise, you're kidding me, said Quinn. She thought she could vacuum up gasoline.
You know, this is one of those things that I'm going to be honest. Maybe it makes me an idiot, but that's the kind of thing that I could see anybody not thinking about. But what I mean is if you're in a situation where you've poured gasoline all over the back of your car.
For some reason.
You may not. First thing you think of is suck it up with a vacuum cleaner.
No, I do not think that.
But
it would evaporate on its own pretty quickly.
That's true. But I'm just saying, I could see people, you know, doing this, like, you know, not thinking. You know,
okay.
Just knee-jerk reaction.
Well, yeah. Got to get that up.
Because I don't put together vacuum cleaners, gasoline, and explosions.
I wouldn't even vacuum water up.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I would just...
You wouldn't vacuum anything.
Maybe get a towel?
Yeah, I think Lori, your wife, who we don't mention, would say you probably don't vacuum anything at all.
Lori gets mad when we mention her, and I don't know why.
Yeah, well, again...
She's a great
would
woman.
Would she say you vacuum anything?
No, I really don't vacuum
much. Okay, then case closed.
I do lift my feet when she's vacuuming.
Well, that is courteous.
Yeah. And then I ask her, you know, should I turn the TV up? Are you going to be long?
Yeah, you think you could hurry up and finish and get me a sandwich?
I don't do that.
No.
Not anymore.
No.
Since I lost my arm.
Hey, you know, you lost. Your dignity.
There was a lot. So Dave Goodwin joked, that's not my wife, by the way. The owner said after the explosion.
I feel like the Dave Goodwin comment just doesn't fit now.
Well, whatever.
We went on so long.
It's not my wife either.
We would take my wife, please.
The owner said after the explosion, the woman drove off. No one was hurt, but the owner and the customers watching the video said the decision could have been tragic. Thank God no one was standing over there, said Quinn. What could have happened? I don't even want to think about it. The vacuum will cost $500 to repair, and the woman has not returned to the car wash since. And why would she? She got rid of all the gasoline.
Well, she probably spilled something else later in the back of it and needed to come back. But she went to another one to blow their vacuum up.
Maybe.
But those are great big vacuums. Okay, hey, Aaron.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
We both know. We here at Two Dudes, we don't like to be two dudes that make fun of people.
Neither one of us. No.
And we like to make fun of the story. We make fun of people in the stories.
And
because
we make fun of
each
other.
They're kind of asking for it. And of each other.
Yeah.
But we don't just want to call people names or whatever. But this one, I'm going to take a pass on and say this story goes to all you idiots out there who do not understand the purpose of 911.
Yeah. And they are.
911 is, I just chopped my finger off. 911 is I'm having a heart attack. 911 is someone's breaking in my house. 911 is I'm being assaulted. 911 is something other than I can't use my Wi-Fi.
Why would you call 911? That reminds me of the person that called because McDonald's was out of chicken McNuggets.
Yeah, that person needs to never be allowed to leave their house.
No, they need to have their phone taken away from them.
So in Rock Hill, South Carolina,
yeah,
the York County Sheriff's Department says a woman called 911 five times because the person she was staying with wouldn't allow her to use the Wi-Fi.
Five times she called.
One time.
And you know that time that they said, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is 911.
And why couldn't she get the operator that hangs up on people?
Oh, that from last episode. Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Cassandra.
She's been in the news a lot after that story.
Well,
after we broke that story.
We broke the story.
The caller, a 49-year-old woman from Houston, told deputies she had been in South Carolina for 3 weeks and wasn't allowed to use the home's Wi-Fi or phone because she ran up the bill calling people in Texas and Indiana.
Wait a minute. There's so much wrong already. First of all,
who calls anybody in Indiana?
Now, I'm thinking of how do you run up the bill? I'm confused because
you pretty much now with cell phones you can call where you want.
Yeah,
unless she could be on a pay plan.
Like we called.
She's probably on one of the prepay plans.
Okay.
She said none of the 911 calls were emergencies. The woman was charged with unlawful use of 911.
They aren't emergencies. That's not an emergency.
Okay. Have we covered already? Because I don't know if we've covered this, what emergencies are, but they're not that.
Okay, so this guy. Okay. You ever wanted to like go over?
You're gonna say his name.
You're gonna hang out.
people. I need you to get ready.
Get ready.
He's going to say this guy's name.
Let me start.
And there will be letters.
Okay, let me start with headline is.
Headline is
cops say husband faked own kidnapping to hang out with his pals.
Okay.
That's interesting.
That's desperate measures right there.
It really is.
Say his name. Say it!
Rogelio Ondervard.
I'm going to just say that's close enough.
Okay. Rogelio Ondervard apparently...
From now on, just call him Roger.
Roger apparently really wanted to get out of the house. In fairness to Roger, two masked men did force their way into his Texas home and take him away at gunpoint in front of his terrified wife. It's just that police say he staged the whole thing because he wanted to spend some time with the boys and was evidently afraid to tell his wife. Good grief. Reports the San Antonio Express News. Police swarmed the scene with helicopters when his wife phoned in the apartment kidnapping, but they found no trace of him. The 34-year-old returning home 2 days later saying he had been released, but his story unraveled under questioning. Now he's charged with making a false report to police.
Wait, did he make the false report, or is she
his wife actually? But he made, I don't know. That's a you know what?
Oh, so it's his fault.
We'll have to leave that for the lawyers to figure out. We have people file false reports all the time, said Hidalgo County
Hidalgo?
Sheriff. That's what I said.
Okay.
But I've never had someone do it just to get out of the house.
Well, they're not paying attention. I'm sure this goes on. No, it doesn't.
That's very, very strange.
I think you should get some kind of an award.
I mean, there's times where I was like, can I go over Craig's house? I'll put it like this. I'll say, honey, Craig called. You know, we're going to go watch a movie.
We've never done that.
All right, I'll say.
Why are you lying to her?
I'll say, honey, Craig called.
We're going to Dairy Queen.
Yeah, I'm going to meet him at Dairy Queen. We're going to talk about the show. I'll say, Lori, Craig and I are going to meet at Bojangles because we want chicken.
But you never eat when we go there.
But I never have, like, my neighbors come over or anybody come in with a gun and act like they kidnap me.
But you're not opposed to trying. Hey, who wants to live forever?
Hey, that's a Queen song. And it's a good one.
I think I know that song.
You know, Freddie Mercury, in my opinion, is the greatest singer in the history of rock music.
He's great, but I don't remember anybody asking.
I just said...
You just wanted to know. Let us know.
Yeah.
Because we're not talking about Freddie
Nobody
Mercury.
Beats Freddie Mercury in talent.
No, he's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, was.
Bless his heart.
He's gone.
Yeah, I miss him too. He didn't want to live forever.
Would it be okay with you if maybe I read the story now?
I'm sorry. I had to throw in the Queen.
So who wants to live forever? Forget it. Study says.
If you're one of them...
I almost had a Christopher Walken thing just then.
Did we need a study? Did we need a study to say that you're not going to live forever?
I just want to know how I read that.
How do these people
get fun? Who needs to live forever? Forget it. Study says.
How do these people get funding? I want to be in that line.
I agree.
Yeah.
But I'd like to read the story now, if that's
I'm
okay.
Sorry. I keep getting off track. You know what? I'm excited.
No one. Ready? Can I start now?
I'm really excited.
No one.
No one but no one.
No one might ever challenge the 122-year record of the longest living person in documented history, said a study Wednesday, which claimed to have found a ceiling to maximum human lifespan. Sifting through demographic data from more than 40 countries around the world, New York-based researchers found that an end to the long-running rise in maximum lifespan has already been attained in the 1990s.
Okay, I think I see what they do now.
Okay. The plateau was reached in about 1997, the year that French woman Jean Calment died at the unbeaten age of 122 years and 164 days.
That is 122 and a half years.
That's a long time to go unbeaten.
Isn't it, though?
For sure. I guess she was not one to be dealt with.
The unbeaten age. I wonder how long she lived before that.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
She knows she was beat as a kid.
Yeah, somehow. The trend since then has been for the oldest person in the world to be around 115 years old, study co-author Brandon Milholland of Albert Einstein College of Medicine told AFP.
Uh-huh.
This was despite average life expectancy continuing to increase as medical care, nutrition, and living conditions improved. In other words, more people are living into old age these days, but exceptionally long-lived individuals were not getting quite as old as before. We predict this trend will remain stable for the foreseeable future, said Milholland. It is possible that someone might live slightly longer than the 115 years, but the odds of anybody in the world surviving to 125 in any given year is less than 1 in 10,000.
Well, that's better than the lottery odds.
I'd be happy to make it to 90, maybe.
I'm planning on 100.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't make too many plans.
Me and my Buster Bars are planning to be here another 50 years.
This could all be changed, of course, by major medical or technological breakthroughs.
Well, there goes my theory.
The long-sought elixir of life.
Fountain of youth.
We can't eliminate the possibility of a breakthrough that will further extend lifespan, but it would have to be unlike anything seen before, Milholland said. Milholland's got a lot to say.
He's got a street named after him.
Yeah. Thank you. I was thinking that too, by the way. The medical advances of the past few decades might have increased life expectancy and quality of life, but they have not done anything to increase the maximum lifespan.
And yeah, that's an interesting story. But I want to get, you know, these people get money to do these studies. Okay.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Craig.
If you were going to buy a storage unit,
yeah,
would you want to find something dead in it?
No.
But what if it was a dead frozen cat?
Still no.
You need to cue that music again.
Here we go. Headline is man buys New York City storage unit, finds dead frozen cat.
But I'm going to want him to be frozen. I don't want him to be not frozen.
If there's something,
if I'm going to find him in a hot locker.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Go ahead.
We should say right now that we are not endorsing freezing cats.
Nope.
No.
No. No, I've had cats in the wintertime that shivered.
We are not condoning any of this junk.
No, you don't freeze your cats.
No.
Even if you own a Chinese restaurant.
You were not going to let that go.
I'm not. It's good.
Actually, before we start getting letters.
It's always fresh. It's never frozen.
You know what? Before we get letters saying we're being insensitive.
Yeah.
I would like to draw attention to, and you can Google this, that there have been more than one.
Yeah.
One I've heard was even maybe local here that have been busted doing that kind of stuff.
This cat not frozen.
Okay, stop. Just read the story.
Well, police say the man bought a storage unit at an auction in New York City, and he found dozens. Not one, not two, more than two dozen.
In like maybe three freezers?
Two freezers. Dozens of cats frozen.
He found dozens of freezers frozen in cats.
Officers responded to American Self Storage in the Queens neighborhood of Long Island City.
America.
On Monday evening. Police say one freezer had frozen cats stacked on top of each other.
Well, they were neatly stacked.
In the other, police say they were
cat Jenga.
They were individually wrapped in plastic and paper bags.
That's for freshness.
One cat had been skinned.
Okay, that you didn't need to tell that part of the story.
It's in the story.
Oh, you mean like he fell down and skinned his knee?
Yeah.
Okay.
About 40 cats in all were discovered. the nonprofit American Society for the Prevention of Freezing Cats.
Okay, it's called American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. In this case, we would call too late.
they're already cruel.
We'll say they were way too late.
They
didn't prevent anything.
No, they didn't prevent it. They had taken the dead cats into its custody for necropsies. Necropsies?
Necropsy.
What was that?
Necropsy.
That's how you pronounce it.
I said necropsies.
You say
necropsy.
the test can't be performed until the carcasses thaw out.
Well, yeah.
So police,
you can't get the knife through the belly.
it's a frozen solid.
Hey, this is a story that I found.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
This is a good one.
I love it. I love it.
You're stuck again.
I love it. Is the microwave on? Man on LSD.
Oh.
Saved a dog. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You know what he saved it from?
What?
An imaginary fire.
Was the dog imagining it or the man?
Wow. It
begs the question.
You just blew my mind. A man allegedly high on LSD broke into his neighbor's house to rescue their dog from a fire.
You can stop right there and it's funny.
That's
already
the best story ever. Michael Orchard, 43, was found standing in front of what he thought was a blazing inferno.
Oh, my gosh.
Holding the dog in his arms like a hero. Oh, my gosh. This is painting such a beautiful picture.
The dog's like, hey, thanks for bringing me outside, but
yeah,
what are we
this
doing?
This is great. What are we going to play ball? You going to throw something? You mean sniff? What do we do? What do we do?
What if he was getting it mouth to mouth?
Yeah, what are you doing? Why are you kissing my dog? I'm saving it, man.
Don't go in there. It's on fire.
Hey, you know, unfortunately, there was no fire. Why? How's that unfortunate?
I say that, really.
That's fortunate.
That is fortunate.
There was no fire. It seems only the fire was only in his head.
Yeah, I've had a headache like that.
Police told the news station that he admitted to having mixed LSD with cough medicine. That sounds like a joke.
My throat hurts and I want to trip.
Exactly. And I want to. My throat hurts and I want to be a fireman. Yeah. He believed the residence was on fire, and he was rescuing the dog. His neighbors in Inglewood Drive, Half Moon, New York, say that he was roaming the neighborhood, banging on doors for help.
There's
help! This dog's on the house on fire, man!
Call 911!
And the house is changing colors. Nobody would help him, however, due to the aforementioned non-existence of the fire.
Why won't anybody help me? This fire, I'm handling it all on my own.
Could you see it from the neighbor's point of view? Dude's at the door going, gotta help, man. House is on fire. And neighbor's going, And he's eating a sandwich.
I don't see no smoke.
Yeah. So, like an animal-loving, tripping hero, he allegedly drove his car through the fence, smashed through the back door, and rescued the dog. Unfortunately, he has been charged with second-degree burglary. I'm talking like you now.
There you go.
Burglary and third-degree criminal mischief. He's just mischief.
But the dog is safe.
You know what? He saved that dog from that imaginary fire.
He did.
Where is the story in that? Who's reporting that? We are.
Headline is...
Murder.
Murder?
What is the headline?
Headline is Kentucky man charged with swallowing drugs while riding scooter. You think he'd have got charged if he'd have been like driving a car or walking?
I don't know. It seems like it'd be a double standard if he wasn't.
This comes to us from
pushing a lawnmower.
Elkton, Kentucky. And
well, that's no surprise.
WKRN. Shout out to local news station WKRN.
Hey, WKRN, how you doing?
And thanks for bringing us this story. A man was arrested.
They're like, somebody at WKRN's going, I didn't give him the I didn't give it to him. I swear.
A man was arrested for drug possession in Kentucky.
Possession.
Talk about possession.
Possession. You already did this song once before.
Driving on my scooter.
You've already done that once. You can't do the same 70s song
again. Swallowing my drugs now.
Go. Okay, anyone who wants to look it up, you can look up the song Pop Music by the artist M. M like Mary. M. It's a song called Pop Music. I just want to get that out there.
A man was arrested for drug possession in Kentucky after he was stopped for driving a scooter without a headlight Tuesday. Kentucky State Police reported Rico Osborne.
Rico.
No relation.
To.
Ozzy.
Right.
Sharon. Age 25 of Elkton was seen driving the scooter without a headlight.
Sharon Osborne was riding the scooter?
Yes, without a headlight. By a trooper when he allegedly put something in his mouth.
It could have been a breath mint.
Yeah.
What? So now we pull everybody over for putting stuff in their mouth?
You know what that's called? Profiling.
Profiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trooper reportedly saw Osborne try to swallow the object and was able to prevent him.
So he must have been real real suspicious the way he did. Yeah, like, saw the cop, flinched.
And this officer must be fast if he's prevented him from swallowing it.
Well, because the cop's on heroin.
How do you feel about
what?
How do you feel about profiling?
I like to have a profile like in Chrome. So, like, you know what my bookmarks are. And then, like, if you've got your own profile, or like on the Mac, like if I sign in or if one of the kids signs in, we all get our own.
Never mind. Eventually, Osbourne spit out.
Oh, did you mean the TV show Profiler? I like that show too.
Eventually, Ozzy Osbourne spit out a bag of marijuana.
Now you're really saying Ozzy Osbourne. And
Rico.
Now that's going to get out. You said Ozzy, though.
Okay, Rico.
And now it's going to get out there that we said Ozzy Osbourne did drugs. So who's going to believe that?
He tried to swallow the bag.
Who's
going to
believe it?
Not me. And I'm the one that read it. Osbourne was booked into.
No, I mean, who's going to believe that Ozzy did drugs?
Yeah, that's a good one. Osbourne was booked into the Todd County Jail and was charged with insufficient headlamps, driving without the proper license, possession of marijuana,
Everybody here gets a free scooter.
You're getting a scooter. You're getting a scooter.
You're getting a scooter.
We're all getting a scooter.
So anyway, Oprah did something here.
Operating a motor good grief.
Just keep going.
Moto vehicle under the influence. Sounds like I'm reading under the influence.
I think you are.
And tampering with evidence.
So everybody gets a scooter.
So this guy, he's driving, puttering down the road and sees a cop. And he's got, crap, I don't have a headlight. I better swallow this.
No, I don't think he thought that. I think he thought, oh, crap, I got drugs on me. There's a cop and he's just stupid.
And then I'm going to swallow this bag of marijuana
now. I doubt he even probably thought about the headlight.
And then Oprah came along and gave him another scooter with a headlamp.
Oprah came along and gave everybody on the scene a free scooter. Oh, my gosh. This is a good one.
What is it? What do you got?
You know, I'm a big fan of Pyongyang.
I like pad thai.
Yes. Pyongyang.
Speaking of frozen cats.
North Korea. I'm actually not a fan of it, but I just like to say it. Pyongyang.
And you say it so well.
Pyongyang. Pyongyang.
Okay, that's enough.
The star of the Pyongyang Zoo is a chain-smoking chimp.
What?
Let's go back to tell the kids one more time. Kids, smoking is not something to be
played. I will say that if you're a chimp, it's okay.
I mean, yeah, because,
whatever.
I mean, you know, he probably needs something to keep him calm because he'll just go rip somebody's face off.
Yeah.
Something. Chimps are not friendly animals.
No, they're not.
And that one lady, God bless her soul, because I think she died.
The face thing.
Oh, yeah. I think she eventually died.
Ate her face off.
You know, TV and movies make you think the little cute little chimp in a diaper is all awesome and all. But
Smokey and the Bear.
They are strong. When they grow up,
there wasn't a chimp in Smokey and the Bear.
What are you talking? Smokey and the Bandit?
What was that?
Was that the Burt Reynolds movie where he told kids not to start forest fires? Yeah. Smokey the Bear?
That's what I was thinking. Smokey, boy, that was bad.
You're talking about BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear. That's what I was thinking.
You just created a hybrid show.
BJ and the Smoking Bear.
Yeah, BJ and the Smoking Hot Bear. What? What does that mean? I have no idea what that means. But listen, the star, would you quit waving at the fans?
They're cute.
The star of the Pyongyang Zoo is a chain-smoking chimp. Azalea, a 19-year-old chimpanzee.
That's old enough to smoke.
Right. I don't know. What's the age in North Korea? You
12.
You smoke if they tell you. In North Korea, you smoke if they set you on fire. A 19-year-old chimpanzee and resident of the Pyongyang Central Zoo in North Korea has become a star attraction for her chronic cigarette smoking. You know, that's just like us to sit by and enjoy her habit like that and not get her some help.
Yeah, she's addicted to nicotine.
I know, and you know those people. Ugh.
Get her some lozenges.
Get her on the patch.
Yeah, something. The patch wouldn't stick that far.
No, it would just rip the fur off every time. Then she'd rip your arms off.
And then she'd go for a cigarette.
Yeah. The Associated Press details how Azalea has been trained to light her own cigarettes. Great, now we've given her matches or lighters.
They got a trainer for this.
And smoke at her trainer's encouragement.
Where's Bob? We got to get this chimp smoking right away, see?
Check this out. What about a bad example? The trainer is encouraging her.
Yeah.
This is a person that should
Let me show you how to work that lighter.
This is a person that should be trusted. This is a person of authority that should be trusted. What are they doing?
And this is
handing the chimp cigarettes.
Okay, you smoke this. It's good. Just smoke it.
Okay.
Let me show you how to light this.
We're going to let that pass because nobody really likes North Korea,
right.
So you can make fun of them.
You smoke this right now, see?
Now, let's say that a different way. Let's just say nothing against the North Korean people.
They're good people.
It's just the leader.
They're just under a thumb.
He's got big thumbs.
Yeah.
She can also perform several other behaviors, such as dancing and touching her nose. Well, that's not really a trick.
I could see those being trained.
I mean, here's the thing. You're a monkey. You can touch your nose.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is. Drawing thousands of visitors a day, Azalea's pack-a-day habit.
That is a lot of smoking.
A pack-a-day is in line with some of the zoo's other less than ethical exhibitions, which include basketball playing monkeys.
You think that's in their brochure?
Yeah.
Stop by and see our less than ethical exhibitions.
Okay, here's the thing, okay? I'm gonna have to separate these out.
Okay.
Teaching an animal to smoke, which is obviously harmful,
yeah,
is a little different than monkeys playing basketball. Hold on. Monkeys playing basketballs and doves that are part of a figure skating routine. And a dog.
How do they get the little skates on them?
And a dog who is trained to manipulate an abacus. I'm sorry, a dog that knows good math. That is unethical.
That's very ethical.
You know,
what if you taught one of your dogs to smoke?
Well, first of all, it's gonna be hard for a dog because they don't have opposable thumbs.
That's true.
But listen, smoking remains extremely popular in North Korea.
That's all they've got. They can't get on the internet to learn that it's bad for them.
All right. They only have 28 websites. Nearly 45% of adult men partake in the habit. An estimated 30% of men will die from tobacco-related illnesses.
That's 15% lucky men.
I was going to say, this is an estimated 30% of men will die from tobacco-related illnesses, where the other 70 will be shot by the leader. According to the World Lung Foundation. I made that last part up, but I think we can all agree that that's probably true.
Okay, that was some good stories this week.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We're done already?
Our time is up.
You're lying.
I'm not. Look at the clock.
If you're lying, you're dying.
I'm not going to look at the clock because you'll yell at me.
Pignon.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll be back here midweek episode coming up soon. And we'd like to remind you to please like us on Facebook.
Yeah. How about we have a little tough love this week?
Okay, do it.
Hey, listen here, people.
Yeah.
We don't stand up here on our little soapbox and say, you need to rate us and review us.
Nope,
you
I don't.
You need to go out and – no, we do that.
Yeah, we do. But I don't have a soapbox.
This is tough love.
That was a joke about my height, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Play some tough love here, okay?
Thanks, guys. We'll see you in midweek.
Bye.
It's two middle-aged dudes and a microphone.